Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Ladies and gentlemen, happy Friday. We've made it. It is 7:07. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I don't want to work. I mean, I'm working hard, boss.
He is listening, by the way.
If it ever sounds like I'm goofing off, and it might sound like that today, It is simply because we are celebrating National Have Fun at Work Day.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow, that's something new.
Well, no, what not. Don't they have National Day? Oh. I mean, come on.
I know. It is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, this just happens to be one. I happened to see it yesterday. And
we planned ahead for it.
So, yeah. We did, because we plan everything. This is a well-scripted show.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot of people, they go, wow, you guys are so quick off the cuff. I'm like, we spent days writing that material. Okay.
That was a stretch.
I took the straight face as far as I possibly could. There's the rope. It ends right there.
Yeah.
So, dog and pony shows and...
Oh, man.
Trump winning got, I think, some young people at least interested in the political world a little bit and interested in their future and all that. So I that's a good thing, obviously. But then if they tune into, like, these Senate confirmation hearings.
Yeah.
They go, wow. What?
Yeah.
What?
These are leadership people. Leadership people.
It's so ugly.
It is.
So Kash Patel was on the hot seat, mm-hmm. and he went at it with, one of the people, Amy Klobuchar, and let's hear part of that.
In March of 2024, on Joe Pack's podcast, he asked you, the Capitol Police in that fake January 6th committee, they didn't tell the truth, did they? Patel, no, not just them, many others. And lying under oath is a federal offense, and they should be investigated for it. You believe that about the police officers?
That's a general statement and a mischaracterization of what I said. I encourage you to read the rest of the interview. This is why snippets of information are often misleading and detrimental to this committee's advice and consent
process.
Well,
if you consent, I would love to have 5 hours of questions, and then I could read the whole transcript.
You've got two minutes.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love it.
He said, you've got 2 minutes. She answered back, wow.
He's good.
Look, first of all, it's not just him. It's all of these nominations. You knew they were going to be under attack. Anything related to Trump in any way is bad, ugly, Hitler, hated, whatever. Okay? You already know that's coming. But if you look at it in a deeper and broader way, here's my concern. Most of those senators, most of those Democrat senators, I guess they send their people and they go, go find the juicy stuff, go find the ugly stuff,
yeah,
and bring it to me. And they find the little things from their lefty outlets. And, of course, it's all taken out of context, so the senators use it the same way. And so, in the broader sense, this is what happens. Politicians or future leaders will become fearful of having open conversations, like in podcasts, where when you talk about issues in a broad range over a longer period of time, and you get beyond the talking points, which is what most people want, then you get areas where, if taken out of context, it could sound not good. And so what'll happen now is this acts as another thing that the left has pushed, and that basically is squashing your freedom of speech. This isn't directly cutting off freedom of speech, but it's even more scary and ominous to me. You know, it's like, oh, everything I say. Well, first of all, yes, in the modern world, everything you say could be, you know, recorded.
Oh, yeah.
And social media and all the things. But that is going to lead to less conversations, not more. That's going to lead to less debate, not more. And this is exactly what took place here. And, yeah, she was attacking, and she said, you wrote the FBI, became so thoroughly compromised, et cetera, et cetera. She said, why would you be applying to run the agency with those numbers if you thought it was so corrupt?
Well, that's kind of a good reason.
Here's what he said. The American public's trust in it is 40%. That's an all-time low.
Wow.
Did you say the FBI headquarters should be shut down and reopened as a museum of the deep state? She asked. At that point, Patel offered a lengthier answer. He says, if the best attacks on me are going to be false accusations and grotesque mischaracterizations, the only thing this body is doing is defeating the credibility the credibility of the men and women at the FBI. He said, I stood with them here in this country in every theater of war we have. I was on the ground in service of this nation, and any accusations leveled against me that I would somehow put political bias before the Constitution are grotesquely unfair. And he says, I have reminded you that I've been endorsed by over 300,000 law enforcement officers to become the next director of the FBI. Let's ask them.
Nice.
Yep. At that point, Klobuchar became even more visibly and audibly irritated. Mr. Chairman, I am quoting his own words from September of 2024. His own words. It's not some conspiracy. This is what Mr. Patel actually said himself. Facts matter. And she, at that point, was fairly melted down. Yeah. And then Senator Tom Tillis, the Republican out of North Carolina, was asked what he thought, basically, of the way Kash Patel was treated. And Tillis said, I've spent 3 months really getting to know Kash very well. He's been great to work with. He's demonstrated his poise, his discernment, his confidence in full display today at the hearing. There were a lot of cheap shots taken. Some of my friends, many of them my friends on the other side of the aisle. But he held firm, and that's the sort of steady leadership we need. And Trace Gallagher was interviewing and said, if I hear you correctly here, Senator, are you disappointed that your colleagues are putting politics ahead of what's really best for the country and for the agency itself? Tillis said, yeah, it's a shirts and skins game. You know, I put this bingo card out as really, I guess, a bit of a caricature. But I was fully anticipating how it was going to go, and it was a serious caricature of what I anticipated the behavior to be. They did not disappoint. I think Kash Patel is going to go in there, and he's going to give advice to the president. So, yes, the dog and pony show, a caricature of the kind of meeting of serious people that should be taking place.
We do, we've talked about that with people like Hirano and some of these others. It's obviously, like you said, their staff gives them something. And like in her case, her brain is only fixed on the little thing, that little tidbit that they gave her to attack someone with. And no matter what they say in response, she does not listen to them. She just tries to override them and berate them. It's like, you really don't make yourselves look smart. And I think in a lot of these cases, the people they're grilling and interviewing are a whole lot smarter than they are.
Well, and you see who's emotional and who's in control of their emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell a lot by that. And I think in a leadership position with important decisions to make on a daily basis, I would choose to be with the person who can remain mostly unemotional so that they can make great decisions. As we know, it's human nature. It's not a left or right thing. Human nature, more good decisions are made when you're, you know, in charge of your emotions.
Listen to Bernie or Pocahontas.
And under emotional ism,
yes,
you tend to make bad decisions.
Yeah.
I mean, that's human nature, not just left or right, Republican or Democrat. It is 7:16. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up next, it's your turn. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now, 877-975-9825. What's bugging you? Next on 97.3 The Sky.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It's 7:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And yes, it is time for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But call in now. Don't be shy. 877-975-9825. If you don't get in right away, please try back. All right. Let's go to Junior. What's bugging you?
Yeah, what's bugging me is I'm getting ready to renew my commercial general liability, and it's gone up almost 20% in 1 year. And in 3 years, it's gone up 181%. And I thought our legislature was fixing insurance, and it doesn't look like it's working. That's what's bugging me.
Well, yeah, and I can appreciate that. I'm going through the same thing. Coming up at 8:05, we're going to have Florida State Senator Jay Collins on, and we'll ask him about that. You know, they've been talking about immigration lately, but I'm going to ask him about the insurance issue as well. It's ridiculous and painful. Let's go to the back to the lines here. What's bugging you, Deadeye?
Good morning. Those two knuckle draggers down in Silver Springs that shot that golden retriever with an arrow, they were probably hunting out of season and saw something that could be the color of a deer and just fired without even looking. It's really sad. I hope they throw the book at them.
Yeah, absolutely.
I say we send Deadeye after him. What do you think?
Yeah, she says she's into, obviously, if you name like Deadeye, you can hit your target.
Uh-huh. I say.
Let's go to Two-Stroke. What's bugging you?
Well, I heard Pete yesterday, and I'm in the same position. And if I was an illegal, I'd have a free place to live. I'd have a debit card and the yada, yada, yada. But as an American born in Iowa, I've gone to every single place imaginable, asked friends, relatives to help me pay the rent, but nothing, zero. And that's pretty much what's bugging me, because I'm going to be homeless in a few days. Thanks, guys.
Maybe try your local, houses of worship. I can't think off the top of my head any other community organizations. But, yeah, the people who really need help just once in a while, They make it really hard to maneuver, but it seems like other people get plenty of help and guidance to cashing in on the system that they haven't even paid into. Good morning, Candy. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is the way people drive. I have heard more fatal motorcycle accidents in the last 2 weeks than I've heard in months. I've heard more fatal crashes because of people not paying attention, people speeding, people passing in the wrong lane, in no passing zones, and I'm just sick of it. My oldest son was killed in a crash 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my God.
Because
I'm so
somebody
sorry.
Cut in front of him. It is what it is. But what really bothers me is nobody is paying attention. Nobody is paying attention to where they're going. They're not paying attention to what's coming in the other lane. They're passing in no passing zones. And more people are going to die because of careless drivers.
No, that's bugging me, too. And look, my heart goes out to you. That's awful. I think one of the major contributors, we've always had some speeders and reckless people, unfortunately, but that phone is literally killing us. 877-975-9825. Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, what's bugging me is the, and all condolences to the 67 people we lost at DCA, but the way the news media makes it sound like the Embraer American Eagle jet crashed into the helicopter, they try to, it's improper attribution. Jets have normal, customary glide slopes down to the runway, so there was nothing unpredictable in the path of that jet landing. And in the end of ends, they're going to find out that the helicopter, you know, and all due honor to our military veterans, but they're going to find out that the helicopter basically flew into the path of the jet. And so, you know, it bugs me the way they make it sound like it's the jet's fault.
Yeah, look. I'm not at that point where I'm ready to assign blame. I'm open to all causes, and it might not be one direct cause. There may look, it's a perfect storm, so to speak, with the air traffic. I'm going to wait for the experts, and they can really piece it back together. It's sad, no matter what. I agree with that for sure. And let's go to JD. What's bugging you?
It was bothering me. The government's always complaining about overweight kids and all that. Meanwhile, they could select in school to have phys ed through the computer. How stupidity is that? PE is supposed to be physical education, not computer education.
Yeah, I remember one of my kids was taking that online. I'm like, how does that work?
Right.
Yeah. you got to be there like a drill sergeant, man, want real physical exertion. Let's go to Lori. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. I love listening to you guys every morning on my way to work, although lately another radio station has been stepping over your feet, and that's what's bugging me.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Bell, Trenton area.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that information.
Yeah, a little farther north and west, you get some of that atmospheric stuff sometimes in the morning, and that can make a difference.
Yeah. And
we don't like it.
Yeah, it has impacted us before in the past, certain times of the year, and yep. Apologize for that. And thanks for listening, Lori. We appreciate it. Coming up at 8:05, Florida State Senator Jay Collins. We're going to talk what's going on in Tallahassee with the governor. Also, I'm going to ask him about that insurance thing. I mean, it's crazy. We need a break. Oh, yeah. It's Friday. Welcome to it. 7:35 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right. It's a terrible crash. They are going to be learning things every day about this, but apparently this was a situation in that airspace that was, in some pilots' minds, maybe a matter of not if, but when. And they even had a close call the day before in the very similar pathway between a jet and a helicopter. But they have the black box. I'm sure they're going to piece everything together and try to figure out what exactly went wrong. Is it a communications issue? You've got helicopters on a different frequency, as my understanding is, than the fixed fixed-wing aircraft. and was traffic control, you know, fully in charge, air traffic control? Did they, were they managing the situation effectively? What where was the breakdown? Obviously, that's what they're going to try to find out. But, you know, when this very terrible information was coming forward about the crash and that there were no survivors, President Donald Trump offered prayers right when he, you know, came to have a meeting yesterday. All right. And the first thing he did was he called for, you know, a moment of silence. And then he spoke for several minutes. At the end of those initial prepared remarks, he concluded, "God bless everyone in this room," referring to members of the press corps.
Wow.
It was a far cry from his usual jabs at fake news and a sign of the seriousness with which the president and the new administration are taking the crash. This is from Joel Pollack. Trump also expressed grief and sorrow, specifically mentioning Russian passengers who were aboard the flight from Wichita, Kansas to D.C. Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy, I mean, just second day on the job, I thought addressed the briefing in a very professional, serious way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he initially thanked the president for, you know, all the tools that were given to him to help with this whole thing and investigation and what have you. But and everybody gave kudos to the first responders and stuff. But there were early reports, and I wondered about that, Greg. There were some early reports that there were survivors, but it turns out that's not true. But that was one of the early reports. All right. Yeah. Trump informed the media that the likely cause of the crash was human error and also highlighted the importance of hiring air traffic controllers purely on the basis of competence. He noted that he had already signed an executive order banning DEI hiring in the Federal Aviation Administration. Yeah, many people, I felt kind of cringy when he jumped to the DEI. Maybe more of a general blanket statement of, you know, we have to make sure, whether you're an air traffic controller or a pilot, that we are maintaining, you know, the best of the best. Regardless of any other factors, the most important is, you know, the best trained and the best performing should be in those positions. Once he said DEI, I knew that was gonna get the left all riled up.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that he doesn't care, and he may be right. I just thought about the timing, and I mean, he did so well. Started out with a solemn moment. He actually asked God to bless everyone in that room, and he was very serious. And yeah, if that turns out to be a major part, you know, one of the major factors in this crash, you know, we'll say once again, look, Trump was right, but again, the timing.
Yeah, because I guess we know that he is privy to whatever information he wants. But when you stop and you look at the scenario of the news that we saw, where the helicopter was probably 150 feet higher in altitude than it was supposed to be, well, there's a contributing factor for you right there. So there are other things. There's a lot of pieces to this puzzle for sure.
Yeah, I look, the airspace is complicated. So looking and trying to piece together the exact nature of the crash is going to be complex as well. Yep. Creepy Bill Gates.
Oh, my goodness.
As he is noted by Lucas Nolan from Breitbart. Creepy Bill Gates. Apparently, he expressed his surprise at the growing conservative presence in Silicon Valley and is personally committed to engaging with the Trump administration, according to a recent interview with the New York Times. They're reporting that Bill Gates admits to being taken aback by the rightward political shift there. And Gates has long considered the ultra-woke tech hub to be the home of progressive thinking. Mm-hmm. Say that the fact that now there's a significant right of center group is a surprise to me. That's very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the election of Donald Trump is really, it's going to resonate in so many different ways than, you know, we anticipated, and in good ways. But listen to this. And this was reported by Fox Business, so don't get mad at the content. After Meta, okay, Meta's, what, like Facebook, right? Meta, after they removed tampons from men's bathrooms in company office buildings earlier this month, some employees started coordinating quiet rebellions by bringing in their own.
Okay.
In early January, Zuckerberg overhauled a variety of Meta's internal and external policies, ranging from lifting restrictions on speech to restore free expression across the platforms, to changing its hateful conduct policy to allow criticism of gender identity. One internal move that irked woke Meta employees was the removal of those women's sanitary products from men's bathrooms, which the company had previously provided for non-binary and transgender employees. Where do you even, what do you even say to that? The need for such a thing automatically designates who you are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's kind of like, it's kind of like all the stuff that we talked about a little bit yesterday, where they're wanting to not put, you know, gender on birth certificates. So now I think I saw a headline today where school teachers are urging parents to have it taken off. It's like, it doesn't matter what word is written down. We know the difference. And if you follow the science and the biology, which is what Bob is inferring here, it's not that complicated.
No, it's not. And when you do that, when you put these, you know, sanitary napkins or tampons or whatever it is in men's bathrooms, what you do is you're allowing for the continuation of a charade in many ways. Now, that being said, I believe people should be free to express who they think they are.
Right.
But at the end of the day, there are some matters of biology that you can't think your way around or dress your way around.
And are we required to participate? No.
Well,
we shouldn't be.
Under the woke idea, well, yes.
Yeah, but we shouldn't have to.
You have to know all the pronouns.
Yeah. Well, that reminds me. I mentioned it to you when I went to the gym a couple of days ago. And one of the first cars I saw was driving around as I was walking in. The license plate on the front. It was probably a 60-ish-year-old woman. Looked like a fine lady. License plate on the front of her car just said, "Stay woke." Like, well, okay. Yeah.
Stay woke. Maybe she'll change it like, "Stay alert."
Now, yeah, because then she won't run over me or something.
Right.
Unless she knew who I was.
You know, remind the other driver, stay alert.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
That I like. Yeah. Stay awake.
Stay
awake would be great.
Stay woke. And it is funny that term, I wonder how that developed into being their term. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess 100 years ago, they were wondering why this word gay, which was attached to like frivolity and
who thought
good
it would
times.
Change? Yeah. Yep.
Now that's off.
Mm-hmm.
Think about all the leprechauns that are upset. What happened to the rainbow?
Oh, got stolen.
President Donald Trump signed a sweeping executive order Wednesday backing school choice and empowering parents in education. It's the policy of the Trump administration, quote, to support parents in choosing and directing the upbringing and education of their children. And it directs the Department of Education to prioritize school choice programs through discretionary grants. Parents want and deserve the best education for their children, but too many children do not thrive in their assigned government-run K-12 school. According to this year's National Assessment of Educational Progress, 70% of 8th graders were below proficient in reading, and 72% were below proficient in math. Yeah, we rank amongst some of the lowest of the so-called, industrial advanced nations.
Maybe it proves the point. Let's get back to basics and get rid of all this extra crap we're shoving down in their little brains, and focus on basics that actually will get them through life.
Stay focused.
Yes.
Be vigilant.
Yes.
Do your homework.
Oh, really? You had me to...
Me to say now.
Yes. Perspective, dude.
Yeah.
Perspective.
Yep. It is 7:45. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally get your podcast. Just click on subscribe. Download it. Like I said, anywhere podcasts are available. Special guest, Florida State Senator Jay Collins, will be with us at 8:05. News Talk, 97.3 The Sky. So Greg and I had a dispute on the air when we first came on the air. Yes. At like 6:08.
Uh-huh.
And it had to do with, you know, whether I properly identified the time check sponsor of Hayes Jewelers. And I said, yes, I absolutely did. And he said, you want to bet? We did this on the air.
Yeah.
And what was determined by reviewing the tape?
Well, actually, here it is.
Yes!
So you did it there, but this is what I heard right now.
Well, since I gave you a time check sponsor, I thought it only appropriate that I actually give people the time. So I actually delivered on the promise of the time check by giving them the time. I didn't have time to fit it in before the music, okay. The song starts.
So promises made, promises kept.
And so you owe me lunch.
And I think that's great, and you're right, but it does cancel out the one that you offered me 7 years ago that I haven't gotten yet. So it's a draw.
Wow.
Let's put it this way. I'm not going to say Bob intentionally didn't buy me lunch. He outlasted the restaurant that it actually went out of business last year. So
of all the luck in the world.
Oh, yeah. So I don't want to name a place because if I do, they may go out of business.
Oh, so. Never thought of it that way.
Yeah. So
restaurants anyway. Have had it tough, but yeah, I outlasted him.
They went out of business.
Oh, but you forgot about that gun I bought you a long time ago. I wasn't going to bring that up.
But you do remind me of that.
But because it's only fair because the listeners will think, God, Bob, why didn't you take him to lunch? No good deed goes unpunished.
Weren't related,
and here we have a bet, man to man.
Oh yeah.
And here he goes welching out on it. Wow. I wonder what your pastor thinks of that. First of all, number one, he probably doesn't like you betting. Number two, if you're going to bet, you got to pay. That's part of the deal.
That's true. All right.
Yeah, because okay. That reminds you, hey, don't bet.
That's true.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Chris.
Uh-huh.
I bet she's on my side, but I don't know.
We'll did you say you bet he's on your side?
Yes, I did. How about you? Yes.
Well, I tell you what then. After you buy me the lunch you owe me, I will buy the lunch that I owe you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, they were in order.
Yeah. Okay.
I won't even make you wait 7 years.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll keep that in mind.
Okay.
Oh. You know we're going to have a special guest coming up, Florida State Senator Jay Collins. There's so much going on in Tallahassee. Yeah, no, he's a good guy. He spoke at our Valor two years ago,
I think, yeah.
And, and we know he's got a great military background and stuff. Look, he's an American.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to give us maybe a little insight into what's going on in Tallahassee because, you know, some of the leadership there is making the governor look bad. They put together this really weak and wobbly immigration bill that it's obvious they're not serious about it. When you have a serious governor, a serious president, and they take the idea of illegal immigration extremely seriously, to have them try to push that bill forward, they passed it. And really rescinding it for the governor to approve, I can't believe that they would even believe that he would approve it because he's not going to. They're going to have to start over on this whole thing. But one of the things it does, it removes the power of the governor, basically. And it puts all activities in terms of immigration and even dealing with the federal authorities under the agricultural commissioner. Now, why does that smell funny? Well, one of the biggest offenders and employers of immigrants is the ag industry. I mean, and I'm saying that just as an honest fact, not necessarily being disparaging or pointing fingers, but I mean, it's a fact that I didn't make up. So, yeah, that, you know, you got the wolf guarding the hen house, so to speak, maybe a little bit there. That doesn't make sense. And, yeah, that rubbed the governor the wrong way. But we'll get the take from Florida State Senator Jay Collins. And you have to remember that there's pressures and there's lobbyists for big ag and big sugar and, you know, that they've got a certain amount of, you know, power, and it's just in this case, it's completely unacceptable, the bill that they sent. Man, but we'll find out what State Senator Jay Collins has to say about it. In fact, you know, speaking of immigration and stuff, mass deportations of criminal illegal aliens proves that we knew where they were this entire time. That coming from Senator Ted Cruz. And he discussed how disastrous the Biden era policies were, and how wonderful they have been for the cartels. I mean,
wow, yeah,
yeah. You can't. There's not. You can't disagree with that. Think about it. You really were enriching the cartels the entire time that you were opening those borders wide open, and the cartels, they're not filled with good guys.
No.
And then to compound the problem, you've got actual bloodthirsty gangs that have come through our southern border because of Biden's policy.
The best meme that really highlights that is the one that shows, it's a picture of those gang members, like 8 or 9 of them, and it says, yeah, we're here to pick your vegetables. It's like, no, I don't think so.
Exactly.
I don't think so.
That's right. All right, a lot of things going on when it comes to confirmation. We've got a Doug Burgum. He is confirmed, so he is the new Interior Secretary. Good pick and a good move, I think. I don't know that he had any real issues pop up. The Democrats, though, really, Tulsi Gabbard, they're really going after her.
Well, you know, she was one of them, and they don't like that.
Yeah. What's that? You're a turncoat.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently they have really laid out some, you know, some nasty stuff. And, yeah, she calls it lies and smears. And the way they are handling themselves in general, the Democrats, when they're questioning these people, they are taking things out of context. And they're not looking for any answers at all. They're looking to do damage. That's all they're looking to do. They're going to do damage to these people. More than likely, they're going to pass nomination anyway.
Mm-hmm. In March of 2024, on Joe Pack's podcast, he asked you, the Capitol Police in that fake January 6th committee, they didn't tell the truth, did they? Patel, no, not just them, many others. And lying under oath is a federal offense, and they should be investigated for it. You believe that about the police officers?
That's a general statement and a mischaracterization of what I said. I encourage you to read the rest of the interview. This is why snippets of information are often misleading and detrimental to this committee's advice and consent
process. If you consent, I would love to have 5 hours of questions, and then I could read the whole transcript.
You've got two minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Well, you take things out of context. You try to smear the guy, make him look bad, and the guy's, you know, served this country honorably. And that's how he's treated because he's a Trumper.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Mm. And they just, that's when they lose their minds. After that, they've checked out and intellectually and emotion takes over. That was Amy Klobuchar, by the way. Yeah. She goes, oh, yeah, if you'd agree to 5 hours, he said, you've got 2 minutes. Boom.
Wow.
Love that.
But, man, you're right. You listen to the way Pocahontas has been. You listen to Bernie. I mean, unhinged is the word that applies.
Here's part of what Tulsi Gabbard had talked about. She said, I'm honored and grateful to President Trump for his trust and confidence to serve our country as a director of national intelligence at a time when trust in the intelligence community, unfortunately, is at an all-time low.
Wow.
And she is correct.
Yeah.
All right, coming up in just a couple of minutes, Florida State Senator Jay Collins. Don't go anywhere. You don't want to miss that. And you won't miss anything on the Bob Rose Show if you look for the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally download those and just click on subscribe. Happy Friday and happy National Have Fun at Work Day, 97.3 The Sky.